going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I think, you know, we went into it, you know, thinking maybe that we would allocate some resources to that side of the football. You know, I think it's very cyclical. Some years we spend most of our picks on offense, some years more so on defense, some years we're balanced. You know, I think early on this year we did spend some picks on defense. I think we got some great football players at important positions. You know, guys that can make plays on the football, guys who can get to the quarterback. You know, I think that's great. And probably the one thing we couldn't do is get that big, wide body type guy. And I think, you know, that's something that we'll assess and address after the draft. And, you know, we're already starting to talk about that. So we're aware of that. But I think the guys we took can really impact the defense for sure. And we're excited about them.
That's Eric DaCosta speaking Saturday after a long day at the Castle. The press conference was about a little after 7 on Saturday, and the day started at noon. At least the draft started at noon. And Ravens draft, the NFL draft is over. Ravens, of course, made all their picks, though they did trade down a couple times, a couple of weird trade downs. But the draft Knicks are already grading these drafts, which is always fun. And, of course, the Ravens are getting good grades all around, Jason.
Seems like the whole league is.
Yes. Somebody made a comment, and I can't remember who it is, so I apologize. But they're like, it's hard. It's becoming harder to hate teams' drafts. Their comment was, for what it's worth, teams might be getting smarter. There aren't any awful drafts anymore. Did you see it that way?
Or it could just be that the people who pretend that they could do this stuff for a living and pretend that they're really, truly evaluators, it's starting to look more like what they think it should look like.
Sure.
So it's just confirmation bias. Or it could just be they're sick of getting ripped for giving people's D's and F's.
Yeah.
And so, nobody really knows anyway. So yes. Let's just give everybody A's and B's with the occasional C. I don't want to waste too much time on that. But either way, look, the weekend went about as we thought it would. I guess 6-4-1 draft picks, defense, offense, special teams.
Yes, we knew they'd
take it. So we thought there'd be 7 defensive, especially if they didn't take a kicker, if they took a specialist. And really, it's kind of 6-3-2, right? Because it's a return guy and a kicker.
Yes.
So it's really 6-3-2, which
yeah, Wester's a return guy.
It's twice as many defense as offense, which is essentially what we expected. And the offense is focused on the offensive line, which is exactly what we expected. Now, I do find it interesting the tone DaCosta takes about the D-tackle. Bro, there were more D-tackles than ever. And most of them were huge.
Yes.
I mean, Bobby D's like 60 years old. Bobby D's been scouting professionally or quasi-professionally since he was about 20 years old as an intern with Joe Gibbs and working at the Citadel. And all. Dude, he's never seen this many massive D-tackles in his life. So the fact that, like, you didn't take any is on you. They were there in every round, and there were huge ones, they took one who's undersized.
Yes, he's undersized pass rusher, the Aeneas Peebles kid.
So, like, that part of it is a little odd because they're usually really good at drafting those guys, and they had a serious need. And, you know, it's not the end of the world by any stretch of the imagination, but, like, the idea that, like, it just happened that way. No, you systematically had to avoid them.
Well,
and when they traded out of the fourth round, they were taking themselves out of a pretty good sweet spot.
Yes. I feel like they... Like, I don't want to hate on what they did, and as you pointed out, we won't know for 2 years anyway what this looks like. But, like, a lot of the people like these two corners they took on day three. We'll see if they turn in anything. Yeah. But it is weird, and I'm sitting there on Saturday and thinking, okay, they're going to take at least one of these guys early on Saturday. Like, or maybe they take a cup, two or three of these sixes and trade up to try to get a defensive tackle they targeted. But that was my takeaway sitting there was, like, Where's the beef?
I do wonder, you know, if there wasn't that run on Friday and like a Alfred Collins or a Sampson or somebody like that was sitting there, would they have taken them over Mike Green? We'll never know. They had to get a pass rusher. They got one. Now, what are they telling us about their overarching philosophies as an organization? If you just look at this moment in time, take Ray Rice and everything else out of it. Take zero tolerance out of it. Take just go back to from the day the banner story broke to the Ben Cleveland DUI to this. I think they're telling you what matters above all else in their estimation, right? It's any little advantage that we think is going to help us win a football game. We're willing to turn a blind eye to a whole lot of other stuff.
Well, what they're telling you is they're no different than anybody else. Like, they're like the Kansas City Chiefs don't worry about character. I think there's some teams that do.
First. I don't know about everybody else. Kansas City's an extreme example. Yeah.
But, Ken, you've always said this, and I agree with you, too, when we brought up this air quote zero tolerance policy that never existed. The Ravens, what's been different recently how they've operated is if some of their own guys get in trouble while they're on the roster, but they haven't brought in someone like this through the draft in a while. This was a change.
And look, I'm pretty sure if you go back and watch Howie Roseman at the Combine and Howie Roseman and his Liars lunch, and people asked about players specifically without saying the names, you could tell they were talking about Pierce and Green. I'm pretty sure he said... there's guys who are not on our board who are definitely on other people.
Yeah, Rappaport said that. And multiple teams and
took them off.
Yeah, and people
I'm not just saying generic teams or teams that don't know what they're doing. I'm talking about a team that's been to two of the last three Super Bowls and won one. So, yes, Kansas City, they don't care. And this very much is starting to feel like that Kansas City sort of ethos. Now, Kansas City's won a whole bunch of hardware. Haven't won a championship game around here in a long time, let alone a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't want to derail this whole thing. I'm sort of torn on the Mike Green of it all, and I see it a little differently than the Tucker of it all, but like he's a 21-year-old kid. His story and talking to people on Saturday, and I'm not talking about Ravens people, but talking to people that have sort of dug into this, it's a murky situation. Yeah. And I feel like deserves is the wrong word, but like his story isn't written yet. And we're going to see what he turns into, but I feel like he...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
kind of, deserve doesn't seem like a fair word. Second chances.
Whatever they investigated and whatever they think they investigated, these matters at their heart very much come down to two people. And there are not that many others who witnessed it, who were there. So you are inherently, what they're willing to do is they are now willing, they're welcoming the criticism. They're welcoming you coming in, telling them their way's wrong, and they think they know better. And maybe this kid will walk a straight path, and it'll be something that doesn't get mentioned that much anymore. Like, I can't predict that stuff. Joe Mixon, a lot of people don't talk about the incident in the fast food place with Joe Mixon much anymore.
And there's video of
it
that.
It dominated that draft cycle. So you're right. The story is unwritten, but when you reach a certain point where your football evaluation is like, hey, it's now worth it, right? Like, it wasn't worth it in the first. Now, at this pick, 50-whatever, it became worth it for them, despite their very spotted history with these issues, to welcome that renewed criticism into how they evaluate not just football players, but people.
I also think, and I feel like I'm going to set you off with this, Jason, but I think after you made that pick, I think the owner needs to talk. I think the owner has to.
Absolutely.
I think the owner needs to talk. Like,
the owner's needed to talk for a long time.
But especially after you take
this guy.
But
after the kicker.
Yeah. Well,
after the kicker. And the team, remember, the team issued out the statement saying, yeah, the zero tolerance thing, that's not a thing. It's never been a thing.
A team president who wasn't here when all that went down put out a statement saying, yeah, none of that was really real.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard. The owner hasn't taken questions from an open gathering of the media, not select people on his turf at an owner's meeting on the clock. He hasn't sat down in a press conference setting. I don't even know how many years. Mm-mm. 5, 6?
I also think the quote from John Harbaugh following the Deshaun Watson
Well, it's obvious for whatever it's worth.
It didn't exist.
He went rogue.
Yes.
But now he won't back
Did
off
he?
Of it.
Exactly.
I think based on who I've talked to, he went rogue, but he won't back off of it.
Well,
like he's not going to walk it back.
$15 million a year to take a lot of bullets, and he's never going to say, oh, no, we all sat around drinking scotch and smoking cigars in Miami and agreed, or wherever, on the guy's yacht, and we all agreed, never again, and then I uttered it out loud, and so now you want to act like I went rogue, you can do it. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah, well.
They had no problem basking themselves in that. Until they started violating it left and right, and then we're left to piece together.
We have a big Monday show. The draft is in the books. The Orioles had quite a weekend in Detroit, and they take on the Yankees tonight. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 5:30 tonight. Bob Haney and who is it?
Jim Hunter.
Jim Hunter at 5:30 live from Pickles. Guess-wise, Steelers are getting very high marks for their draft. We'll talk to Brooke Pryor. She covers the Steelers for ESPN at 3 o'clock. Jonas Schaefer, he was at the Castle all weekend covering the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. We'll get his thoughts on the Ravens draft at 4. And Cordell Woodland, our own Ravens and Orioles beat guy, he joins us at 5.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Orioles had a debacle weekend. I thought it would happen. We sat here early last week. I said, look at the schedule. I'm not sure they're going to win more than one game against the Nats, the Tigers, and the Yankees. And if that's the case, and they've got an off day looming on Thursday, and they're sitting there with a record around 10-20, I think the skipper gets whacked. This team is lifeless. This team is horrible hitting the ball, catching the ball, and pitching the ball. They play uninspired baseball. I believe it stems from their dispassionate, holier-than-thou general manager. And the product has been garbage since they left the Bronx, thinking they'd won the World Series June 20th with a 17-5 victory over Luis Hill. It's pretty disgraceful across the board. And it's kind of interesting. The skipper was telling y'all you needed to know after they survived with one win against the Nats, which was... I don't even want to think about the Tigers. Nah. They're so much better than us right now. I don't even want to think about the pitching we're facing there. We can't hit these mooks with the Nats. You think we're going to go to Detroit and do anything against those guys? And Jackson Jobe didn't even pitch in the series.
No.
And they still got completely shut down. Blow it up.
Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens, and we focus on day two. Ravens take Mike Green and Emory Jones. What do we think of the Ravens Friday night? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.